The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm greetings from Insight Meditation Center here in Redwood City. And greetings to all of you from all the different corners of the world where you're listening and watching in. So one of the things to become wise about in meditation is the nature of our thinking. And people struggle with thinking and in meditation sometimes, and the struggle is unnecessary. However, at the same time, it's important to overcome the tendency to get lost in thought or be preoccupied in our thinking. And so one way to overcome that without struggling with it, excuse me, is to become wiser about our thinking and take some time to understand something of it. And for this meditation, if you do find yourself thinking during the meditation, I suggest you notice whether you're thinking about something other than what has to do with here and now. If you're thinking about something different than the meditation itself, what's happening for you as you meditate. If you're thinking about work or home life or conversations with friends or relatives or companions or strangers, if you're planning vacations or if you're remembering something in the past, whatever, if the mind is involved in something that's other than here and now, recognize that clearly. And the way to recognize it clearly is to, rather than noting it or being aware of it as thinking, maybe just say the word other. That's short for thinking about other things. And then to really take stock and understand how much the mind is thinking about other things that are not about here, it becomes a little bit of an alienation or a little bit of a abandonment of oneself here and now. It's choosing to go into a realm of thought that limits your ability to really delve into deeply your lived experience in the moment, to settle in it, to wake up in it, to really be intimate with this time right here. So say the word other, and then if you say the word other, just recognize when that's the case, and then come back to here. Come back to here. And do so gently. If you find yourself thinking about the meditation, maybe continue to do that. Maybe even use the word here for that. But see if you can adjust how you think. So it's only friendly and kind and supportive, calm, settled, at ease. Just kind of like a gentle friend, gentle supporter who's accompanying the experience, recognizing the experience, being with the experience, where that thinking about here becomes less important. There's not a strong pull into it, but it's you're not letting go of it entirely. You just look calmly, maybe almost like a whisper in the mind, kind of adjusting it to support you to be here, be here. So entering into a meditation posture, maybe from the inside out, feel yourself adjusting yourself into the posture. If you're sitting upright, is there some way that from the inside out you can sit up a little straighter or sit with a little bit more open chest? relaxed way with the shoulders a little bit rolling backwards. And then relaxing your gaze. And if it's comfortable, to close your eyes. And then gently, relaxedly, as a way of beginning to attune your attention to your lived experience, take some long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe 3/4 full, just full enough that you don't get winded or stressed by it. And as continuing as a way of attuning your attention to your lived experience in your body, breathe out a little bit more fully than usual, but make sure that your attention is accompanying it. You follow along with the exhale. Deep inhale and follow along with your attention. Long exhale and have your attention accompany the exhale. As you exhale, with the release and letting go, see if you can relax any tension in your attention. Any pushing or striving or tightness in attention that accompanies your breathing. And if you're a little bit too complacent or hesitant or resistant to meditation, attention, as you inhale, awaken an attunement to breathing, a being connected. Perhaps even a little bit of diligence in your accompaniment of breathing. And then continue to accompany your breathing. Let your breathing return to normal. And on the periphery of your awareness, with the center being with your breathing, as you exhale, relax your body wherever it can soften or release. Settling into your breathing. And as you're settling and focusing on breathing, on your present moment experience, if you find yourself thinking a lot, preoccupied in thought, recognize whether you're thinking about the meditation here and now, your present moment experience, or anything other. And if it is other, name it as other. Recognize it as, oh, this is involved in other things, not here. And then come back to the intimacy and the realness of here and now. And if you're thinking about meditation, see if you can calm your thinking down. Think calmly about it. And if thinking is in the background and you're not preoccupied with it, it doesn't interfere with your being, with your breathing, then no need to concern yourself with your thinking. Just continue with the meditation. recognizing other. When you're thinking about other things. And in recognizing it, maybe notice the way that it is a disconnection with the experience here and now. Say other to yourself and then reconnect to the embodied experience of the present moment, breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, there's a way in which a lot of thinking about other things and other places, other people, limits our ability to love or to care, to be kind. And there's a way in which being centered in ourselves, intimate, calm, gives us access to love, to care, to kindness, as the situation calls on it. And with whatever ways in which we're centered in ourselves, at ease in ourselves, that we can, in fact, then not so much think about others, but have our hearts open and directed towards others, to care about others, coming from being centered here, not toppling over with a lot of head concerns, thoughts and stories. To center ourselves deeply and well here, and then find ourselves being turned inside out, so that we, our hearts now can touch and be touched by the world. And may it be that our ability to be centered and grounded and intimate with our direct experience becomes the source from which we care for this world, and live in some way for the benefit and welfare of others. May from this meditation practice we've done today, may the goodness of the practice spread outwards from here, out into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to that.